Hello and welcome along to this episode of Athletico Parsnips with me, Andy Dawson. I hope you're all safe and well and coping with the current unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in. Now imagine yourself on a video conference call with friends or family, the people you hold dearest. You're enjoying a quiz night with drinks flowing and laughter aplenty as you all make the most of our temporary lockdown with some virtual socialising. But then the call is hacked. A short, chubby man with weathered features and a hangdog expression appears on the screen and shouts over the top of everyone, spraying spittle all over his camera and your screen as you all freeze in horror at the arrival of this squalid little interloper.
All right, okay if I join in. I'll be the quizmaster if you want. Hey, you can't tell, but I'm not actually wearing any trousers. I've got me red pants on though, red for Middlesbrough, for the NHS and that.
It is, of course, Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Chub Chub. Face like a boxing glove. Oh, Mr. Fun Size. So much sadness in your pig eyes.
Hiya, Bob. There we are. That's the song.
Hi,
that's
Andrew.
The beginning. You all right?
Yeah, fine. I've got...
Is that all right?
Well, it was great. Obviously, it was great. But I want to pick a bone with you about it.
Yeah,
how could, if he was on Zoom, right?
Yeah.
How could he spit all over the person who's watching him screen?
No, what I meant that the spit appears on their screen that they can see.
Ah, right.
There's two sides to a screen. There's the side you can touch, yeah. But if you go around the back, that's where the person is. They're inside the other side of the screen.
Okay,
Does that make sense to you?
I accept that. So, Andrew, we delayed the start of this recording because you were having a kettle delivered.
Did
your kettle come?
It did come, yeah. I'm very happy with it. I've got a cup of tea. What, I even wasted a bit of time making a cup with it.
Oh, so that's the first cup of tea from that kettle?
It is, yeah.
Well, oh, nice. What? So,
and I give it a boil first, because you know you're meant to. You're supposed to give it a boil.
Yeah.
To get the, to get the bad air out of it or something, and then you're free to go.
So why the need for a new kettle? Did you throw one through the window? What happened?
I've had mine for like about 9 years now, and I just thought, enough's enough.
How bored are you, Andrew, that you've sat there on your fat ass and the thought entered into your mind, oh, I've had that kettle for a few years, I'd better replace that.
Sometimes you just look at an implement and you just think, that's at its time.
Yeah.
And there's a website I like to go on, right, called Hot UK Deals.
Yeah.
Where you get all the bargains.
Right.
You must be aware of it. Everyone's aware of Hot UK Deals.
Never heard of it.
Right. Okay. And there was an offer for a kettle from Dixon's.
How much you pay for it? Let me guess.
What?
$9.99.
Yeah. That. Well.
Oh, you paid more than that when you could just use a saucepan.
All I'll say, it was north of £25. That's all I'm saying.
Fucking
hell. I don't want to sound like a flash bastard, but that's what I paid. A little bit more than £25.
So has it got separate compartments in it or something? You can slip your hot dogs in one compartment, your peas in another.
Can you get them?
It's not a bad idea, actually, is it? Not a bad
idea. It's good,
isn't
it?
So,
but it's kind of like, it's dual purpose in a way, because what I can do is I've got myself a nice new kettle. I can look forward to the next 9 years with that, hopefully.
Yeah.
Plus, as well, I can take my old kettle outside, put it in a sack, smash it up with a bat. So that's a bit of lockdown entertainment.
Yeah. I think you should just go outside to your road. Have you got a road, or is it just a dirt track or something?
No, there's... There's a road. It doesn't have like lines up the middle or anything.
Well, could you do this?
People know.
Could you do this for me? You and your lad, right? Stand in the middle of the road, throw it up as high as you can, yeah, and get on your camera, put it on slow mo for when it hits the ground. That's a good little project, isn't it?
It is. I might do that out the back.
Oh, do on the road. What's the matter with you?
In the middle of the road?
Yeah.
I could do that on Thursday at 8 p.m. for the NHS.
Beautiful.
We could all do that.
That's beautiful.
We could all do that. If we've all got a knackered old implement we're sick of, chuck it in the air.
Chuck it in the air.
And watch it fall apart for the NHS at 8 o'clock.
I liked your monkey video that you tweeted, Andrew.
Did you?
Monkey burglary.
It's a beaut, isn't it? I've been looking online for that. It's been retweeted by our Twitter account. I've been looking online for that for, I'm not lying, years.
Yeah.
Years and years. I've got it on VHS somewhere.
Oh, man.
And I've got one of them VHS to digital converters, so I was going to get it sorted.
Yeah.
But it's finally appeared online.
Magnificent. The thing that strikes me is during all the chaos and the mayhem and all that, is that the police can't do anything, can they? The law of the land can't get involved in this. You can't arrest them. It's a burglary.
No,
terrible, awful burglary. No. Can't touch them.
You can't put a monkey in prison.
You can't. I've got,
and that's why being a monkey is better than being a human.
I've got an isolation poem in the style of John Cooper Clarke. Andrew, you interested?
Have you? Before you go into that, while we're on the subject of monkeys, one more little thing. It ties in with TV recommendations. I haven't watched it yet, but last night, BBC One, new series, Primates.
Watched it. It was perfect.
Was it?
Oh, man.
There you go, then.
Wait till you see the little fella. little fella getting on his dad's tits, the gorilla, getting on his father's gorilla tits. It's a beaut.
You know what there should be? There should be a Netflix that's just got monkey documentaries on.
Yeah, no bad thing.
I'd pay tenner a month for that.
Have you seen the one of them getting pissed on the beach, that one?
No.
That's a good... I think you'll get it easy, just search monkeys getting pissed.
Drunk monkeys, bitch.
Yeah, they just go up and nick everyone's drink and then they just get smacked. Listen, I've got an isolation poem in the style of John Cooper Clarke, Andrew.
Please do it for us then.
All right. Go on. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I sit on me sofa in a pool of stale sweat. I stare at me phone at pictures of pets. I scratch at me balls with a crusty baguette. I don't want to die, not just yet. I go to the kitchen and stare in the bin. I pick out a piece of warm chicken skin that's adhered itself to a baked bean tin. I don't want to die till I've been to the gym. I try to sleep, but the sofa's too wet. I light up the stub of me last cigarette. I watch Gary Barlow sing a duet. I don't want to die, not just yet. I go to me bed at 8:30. The mattress is buckling under me weight. I dwell on me debts and the fork that I hate. I'm ready to die. In fact, I can't wait. So, I just wanted to say that I was lucky enough to meet John Cooper Clarke about a year ago.
Right.
The most polite, well-mannered, charming, wonderful bloke.
Is he?
One of them that I've ever met, yeah.
Dr. John Cooper Clarke, as he now calls himself, of course, because he's got a doctorate from a university.
Well deserved.
He's a doctor of life, I think. Like you say.
Doctor of slimness.
Wow, very thin man. The idea of him or you going to the gym, as mentioned in that poem, is laughable, but good.
Do you know, Andrew, I've just bought myself exercise bike, right?
You said that, but is that
true? It was my seventh day on the trot I've been on it. I go on three times a day. I try to get up 15 miles. It's not bad, is it? Yeah, is that all right?
Do you do downhill? Do you set it for downhill so you can just freewheel?
No, I don't do that, Andrew. I go on like scenic routes into the Grand Canyon or Setsquash One National Park, Taiwan.
Is it one of them where you've got... Oh, it's a flash one then, so you've got like... video stuff as well. You can see where you're going.
Yeah,
or do you just imagine it in your mind?
No, you can see it. It doesn't reflect what you're doing. It doesn't speed up. Anyway, do you want a name, Andrew?
I was playing on the Xbox the other day. I was playing, there's a game called Forza. I think it's Forza 4.
Yeah.
And it's set in the UK and there's loads of like sort of countryside and that you can drive around in.
Yeah.
So I just went, I parked up outside a pub. Just sat there for a bit.
Were people going in and out?
No, there was no one.
No one.
Isolation, innit?
Shit pub, innit? Oh, it was real time?
Nah.
Do you want a name, Andrew?
You can choose. What you got.
Well, yeah, I've got Dean Atlas, detail I have is he's got every town in Winnipeg tattooed on his back, right? I've got Backchat Gary. Don't even bother talking to him. He'll just come back at you like an echo of knives. And I've got Cinnamon Rewards, yeah? Powdery skin that will taint you in high winds or heated conversations. Or you can be Ronnie Hot Dogs, you know.
Quite like the idea of Backchat Gary. He sounds really cool.
Yeah, he sounds like you.
Well, I guess that's what it is, yeah. Well, I'll not be Backchat Gary. I'll be Cinnamon Wins, was it?
I think you're right, Cinnamon. You should have been. It's Cinnamon Rewards.
I'll be that. I like a reward scheme now and again. Would you like a quiz?
I'd love a quiz. What, do you think I'm insane?
It's called Honk, Quack, Jigsaw, P- Peanut! Boing, thwack. Colouring.
Oh, yeah.
Pop, honk, slime.
Give me just a little more time.
Ends with a little pop there. That's the name. It's an isolation special. It is three items that you might entertain yourself with while you're under lockdown.
Yeah.
And I want you to give me them in price order if you could. Number one, a 500-piece jigsaw entitled The Potting Shed.
Nice.
Number two, Roald Dahl's Marvellous Colouring Book Adventure.
Nice.
Number three, Elmer's Slime Starter Kit. Do you know what slime is? You're aware of slime?
Yeah, I know that stuff, yeah.
You're aware of slime. That's
yes,
good.
It's reasonably entertaining for 4 minutes.
For four-year-olds, yeah. So there you go. There's your three things. The jigsaw, the colouring book, and the slime kit. Proceed.
Slime, jigsaw, colouring book. Slime most expensive. Go on.
Would you like to explain your thinking?
Well, the slime kit sounds like it's entering that, you know, junior chemistry area or something.
Yeah,
so they'll put a price on that. A colouring book's got to be the cheapest, Andy. It's the shitty paper that they put.
Yeah.
Well, I've got it wrong, have I?
No, you've got it absolutely right. What I will add is that we did this quiz during the field recording of 2 weeks ago, and you got it wrong then.
I have no memory of that, Andrew. Well, none whatsoever.
That's probably something you should get looked at when you're allowed out.
I got a WAV. I intercepted a WAV. I've got some software, spy software I got from Infinity Rocket Plastics. You know, they're a bastard of a company, but their stuff's good. So I've intercepted a WAV of him just at home entertaining himself, reciting quotes from the Taken movies. You know them movies with Liam Neeson?
Who is it that's doing
Liam Neeson's movies. They're called Taken, aren't they?
Yeah. Who's doing the WAV, though? Whose WAV is it?
Nigel Pearson.
Oh, sorry. All right. Yeah. I'd missed that bit.
But with me spy software, I was able, so he's just entertaining
bastard
himself.
Bastard company.
His seat. Yeah.
All right, then.
Here's his quotes. I will look for you. I will find you. And I will fight you. If I fight, your sons will come and seek revenge. When they find me, I will fight them too. I will be fine, but the guys following us are about to have a problem. I'm going to fight them, and it is a fight I'm going to win. You don't remember me. We spoke on the phone 2 days ago. I told you then I was going to fight you. I believe you, but it's not going to save you. We are going to fight, and I will win that fight. It's just business. It's not personal. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you want. But if you're looking for a fight, then I do have a very particular set of fighting skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long fighting career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not fight you, and you will not have lost a fight. If I fight you, I will destroy you quicker than you can scratch your useless balls. And that's the WAV. He was just reciting that on it. What do you like that item?
That's good. That's keeping his mind in trim, I guess, for when football resumes. A bit of mental gymnastics for him there, probably. Is that what you'd describe it as?
Not with him, no. An internal scrap. I've got an item entitled Chitty Chatty with the Fatty. So I'm going to go through these, Andrew, yeah?
Get some, out of the way, yeah?
Some of them you can respond to. And I'd like your advice.
Are you just doing this because this is a Parsnips and you think no one's listening? You're just having a goat stuff.
Chitty chatty with the Fatty. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah,
I've got a new catchphrase, Andrew.
Who's the Fatty? Am I the Fatty?
I never said that.
Fucking hell.
I've got a new catchphrase I'd like to run past you, Andy. See what you think, yeah?
All right, yeah.
It's get quacking, you Herbert.
Is that your catchphrase?
Well, what do you think? I won't use it for shit.
Yeah, it's really good.
Get quacking, you Herbert.
Definitely use that a lot. It's good, that, yeah.
The other one I've thought of is when you shake someone's hand who you've never met before, right? Mm. As you shake their hand, you say, how Morecambe.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Of course, we'll probably never shake hands with anyone ever again after this, but, true. You know, it'll be like, not even fist bumps, it'll be just like a salute, perhaps. Well,
yeah, salutes might come back, or a little bow will go oriental. Yeah,
or a namaste, as they do in the yoga classes, all of that.
Have you ever lifted up a horse's tail and it's given you a wink?
Is this the fatty thing that we're doing now?
Yes,
we're
having a chitty-chatty with the fatty. Have you ever lifted up a horse's tail and it's given you a wink?
God, no, I haven't. I haven't. I've never thought of doing that. Scary.
Tell me about the last pair of shoes you bought.
Jesus Christ. Last pair of shoes I bought were a pair of Adidas Sambas. I bought them online because I know my size and I know they always fit.
Have you got any shoes, like interview, funeral shoes?
Oh, like shoes?
Yeah, well, what do you think shoe means? I didn't say training shoes, did I?
Fucking hell. It's quite intense. I got some, like, boots. Do they count? Like brown boots.
Well, they got a nice little heel on them.
Yeah, a Cuban heel. Yeah. Height enhancement.
And where do you wear them? When you go down Butchers or...?
I've never worn them. I've never worn them. I did get some funeral shoes for the last funeral I went to. But that was years ago.
Yeah.
I've been to a funeral for a while.
You kept them, though,
this has gone down quite a dark route. Is this still the fatty thing?
Still the fatty thing, yeah. Do you know after this lockdown, after all this palaver, there might be a lot of restaurants closed forever, mightn't there? There might be a lot of premises available for rental. If so, what sort of restaurant would you open, Andy? Can you see an opening in Sunderland?
Oh, God. What kind of restaurant would I open? I don't know, one that does hot dogs, it can do in kettles, something nice and simple.
Well, that's shit. I would...
Well, it was quite a question to put us on the spot with, really.
I think we'll get all nostalgic in that, and I think it might be worth a punt on a really old-fashioned, you know, like boiled beef, steak and kidney pies.
Mince and dumplings and that
sort of
thing. Yeah,
maybe.
Well, you know, there's quite a bit of that already in Sunderland. You go to Jackie White's Market in the Bridges in Sunderland and you'll be able to sit down and get all that stuff already.
All right.
But they charge, you know, they'll charge like £2.50 for a plate of mince and dumplings.
Could you?
Whereas what you're thinking of is somewhere that the hipsters will all congregate at and you'll charge them £15 for a plate of mince and dumplings.
Yeah, steak and kidney pudding or suet pudding.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was just... Yeah. It was just a bit of chitty-chatty with the fatty, Andy, you know.
A goblin pudding.
Yeah.
Do them in the supermarkets. Don't one of them just for, like, £9. Yeah, that was good. While we're talking about me, would you like to... Let's all get... Inside Andy's lifestyle.
Wow.
We did this before the other week, do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
It must have gone down well, and here we go again. It's about me kitchen again.
Yeah.
Because we've already touched on me kettle. You know too much about me kettle already. Let's switch to the bin. Let's switch to me kitchen bin.
Right.
And I want you to try and guess what kind of kitchen bin Andy's got. Here's your choices. A pedal bin.
Yes.
A swing top bin.
Yeah.
And one of them sensor bins where you just put your hand over it and it opens for you.
Well, you haven't got
what kind of kitchen bin?
Think you've got a sensor because you've undoubtedly got an Alsatian and he would kick it off too often. I think you're a pedal man because you're too fucking lazy to bend down.
You reckon?
Yeah.
A pedal man.
Yeah.
Pedal bin. Incorrect, Robert.
Oh, it's a swinger, is it?
Incorrect. You went for the laugh with the sensor bin, when in fact you should have gone, yes, that's what he'll have, because he's a sophisticated man. That's what I've got, sensor bin.
Where'd you get that? Infinity Rocket Plastics?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Bastard of a company.
Oh, Andy, you're probably aware that I installed some spyware at Steve McLaren's home, you know, so I could get reports for you for what he's getting
it's
up
very
to
much
with his
your
pet snake,
new
Casper.
Thing. Yeah.
They had quite a day last week, Andrew.
Right.
I'll tell you about it, shall I? I've got the recordings. So, obviously, they're sat in Steve's front room watching the TV. It's about 8 o'clock at night when the action started, yeah? Steve.
Right, Casper, it's time we turned off Poirot and did something a bit more constructive. What would you like to do?
Well, Casper put on one of his, like, grumpy looks and let out a little bit of sick onto Steve's slippers.
Well, that's not very nice, Casper. Now, come on, cheer up. What would you like to do? Make some toffee apples? We could draw a picture of some hats.
Casper let out another little lump of spew, this time on the cover of the Poirot DVD that was on the sofa.
So stop that, Casper, or I'll take your Agatha Christie doll off you for the day.
Casper gave, like, a little cute, bashful look, you know.
That's better. Now, what about we go and make some delicious gingerbread snakes?
Casper goes over to the window and stares at the outside longingly.
Listen, Casper, I know you want to go outside and look at all the sights, but we are not allowed. If we do, we might get a lot of heat from the government or the police.
Casper slides under the sofa and coils himself up into a miserable circle.
Oh, well, if you're going to do one of your sulks, then that's it. I'm going to iron my short-sleeved polyester shirts and my airline slacks and listen to my Gallagher and Lyle record.
So Steve puts his record on and starts to do his ironing.
You know, Casper, the beauty of a short-sleeved polyester shirt is that it doesn't really need to be ironed, as long as you put it on a reasonably slow spin in the washing machine. 900 RPM's about perfect. And then dry it on the radiator in probably less than an hour. I should make you a little polyester cape, Casper. Would you like that?
But Casper doesn't respond, so Steve just starts singing along with his record.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm not afraid to say what I mean what I say, and to set myself up, I let myself down, I may be a fool to spread it around, but I just want to let you know, sometimes I find it so hard not to show. So I sigh, and I let my feelings go. Wear my heart on my sleeve, don't count the cost. If I can't live in love, then surely I'm lost. Tend to get burned, I tend to get bruised, but it's my life, whatever.
Suddenly the music stops. Casper has gone over to the turntable and smacked the needle off the record.
What are you doing, Casper? Honestly, you're a right fucking pain in the ass today. You used to love seeing Heart on my Sleeve with me. Oh, fucking Buffington, look what you've made me do. I've burnt the chest pocket area of my sports shirt. It's ruined now. That's it, get in your box. I'm going to bed to read my book about tea towels.
So Steve strapped off to bed, but he couldn't really settle without Casper beside him. He turned off the bedside lamp and he just lay quietly to see if he could hear any movement or sound from downstairs. And then he heard it. The record player started playing and Casper started to sing.
I wear my heart on my sleeve to say what I want. I mean what I say. I set myself up. I let myself down.
And a tear started to form in Steve's eyes and he shouted down the stairs.
Oh, Casper, you deep, sweet bucket of love and laughter with a topping of candy floss dreams and expectations. Come on up here. All is forgiven. Casper, come upstairs and sit on the bed with Steve.
and they read all about polyester, right from its manufacture and production through to world distribution statistics. So, Gallagher and Lyle, that's a nice soft rock duo to feature in a story, isn't it, Andy?
Isn't it just having them for a while? Of course, Lyle, that group was an offshoot from his sugar company, you remember.
Oh, is it Mr.
Was him. Lyle from Tate and Lyle.
So, did you think that story was a bit like Upstairs, Downstairs? You know, that given that part of the action took place on a separate floor of Steve's house?
Completely.
It was, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah.
You could almost just give that script to the Upstairs, Downstairs people, couldn't you?
They'll do it. Yeah, definitely.
You've got some questions, Andy?
Yeah, we've got some questions from the Parsnippers. I'll go through a few of them. Here's one. Richard Kirkwood. He says, is this a unident? I always like these.
Yeah.
He says, I found a mouse inside a plastic bucket in my garage one morning last week. I released it to some waste ground about 100 metres away. Next morning, guess what? I found a mouse in exactly the same bucket in the exact same position. Please confirm if this is a unident.
Is it the same mouse, do we know?
We don't know. I don't know if there's any distinguishing features on it. We don't know. I'd like to know what was inside the bucket before I would confirm if that was a unident or not. If it was full of cheese or peanut butter, then no, it's not a unident.
Yeah, or soft bedding,
Just a mouse magnet, isn't it?
Well, it's just a mouse's house, isn't it? You know, if you lifted up my house on separate days, you'd find me still in here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It wasn't under the bucket, though. It was inside the bucket. So it's scaled the side of the bucket to get in twice.
Andrew.
I think you launched itself in from a nearby ledge.
If it's an empty bucket, I think we should give it. If it's a totally empty bucket.
Richard Kirkwood, please get in touch and let us know what was in the bucket and then we'll make a decision. At the minute, it's decision pending.
Yeah. Anything else?
George Leaver says drip trays empty immediately or let them fill up. I think he means like on coffee machines and things like that. I would let it fill up.
I'd let it fill up, Andy.
You can't be cleaning your drip tray every time, can you?
If I emptied it before it filled up, as I poured it into the sink, I'd reflect that my life had gone to shit. That I need to empty. That's on my mind. I'm sorry, Norway. You don't have anything to do with it till it overflows.
It's too much of what they call life laundry, doing that all
the time.
Thank
you, Andrew. Thank you.
So, Dan Kelly says, would you rather have instant cheese power, whereby you can wish for cheese, any cheese, and it would instantly appear, or the ability to see 3 days into the future? It's kind of one for me, not you, because you're not allowed cheese anymore, are you?
I eat a decent amount of cheese. I'm allowed a matchbox size of piece of cheese a week.
Right. Do you have it in one go, or do you break it down into 7 pieces and have a bit each night?
I have a massive seven matchbox night.
You having, speaking of cheese, are you having really vivid dreams during this lockdown thing?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Ones that wake
really,
me up a lot.
Really, like, more so than before.
Is that a common thing?
I don't know, I've not asked anyone else apart from you.
No, I am in the wifers as well, Andy, yeah, true.
Yeah, I think it's a
weird
thing, isn't
it?
I would have the cheese power, I think. I'm not asked about 3 days in the future. Let it come, I say.
Well, it would be nice to be financially independent, Andy, wouldn't it? And 3 days advance notice of the football results makes you a multi-millionaire, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is, the bookies shut you down as soon as you start winning.
Really?
I think so, yeah. I've heard of people who get too clever and win too much. And
I don't think you'd have to be too clever because you could probably put a 10p bet on every result as an accumulator and they'd take it off you thinking you're a dick. And that would probably bring you in 11 mil or something.
Okay. Oh, we'll do that then. All right. And then you can buy all the cheese you want. You could probably get some kind of cheese instant machine.
Well, I mean, you've just got to be on top of your orders, really. I've got an interesting tale for the next... Atletico Mints, because something terrible's happened in Mark Lawrenson's house, which all involved him not being on top of his Belinda wipe supply chain.
No.
So you just got to be on top of it. You know, think what cheeses you might like and get them in your fridge.
Blimey. Couple more. Quick one. Tom Marshall says, my fishmonger is kind of grumpy, but he's the only one around. What can you do about it?
I think you shrugged your shoulders. What can you do about it?
Yeah, no, you've just got to go. That you've just got to accept that it's not going to be a jolly experience when you go in.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
Honestly.
Providing the service, isn't it?
There's nothing you can do because it's a beautiful thing, a fresh fish, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
Mind you, if he's a grumpy fucker, I wonder what the quality of his fish is. I wonder.
And are you thinking hygiene as well? Do you think be lax on the hygiene?
If he takes no joy in his work, I wonder.
But you don't want one that's too jolly either, because he might be like a psychopath.
You want a nice, calm, in a filmic sense, I suppose, you want Harrison Ford or something?
Just a professional who just gets on with it and gets the job done without, you know, any emotion.
Is that all the questions?
Let's have another one. Claire and Robert says, would you use toaster tongs to remove tricky items from a toaster, e.g. a crumpet? Or do you favour mild electrocution using a fork or knife to stab it and lift it out?
I use my Hoover.
Oh, that's good.
You know that I've got...
Or a dust buster would work as well, wouldn't it?
Maybe, but if it, you know, I've got a pull-along Hoover, not an upright one.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that little thin nozzle on and just stuff that in.
Oh, you don't use your regular nozzle, which might be a bit mucky. You've got a specific nozzle just for
it fits into the toaster slot, yeah.
That's really clever. Yeah, nice one.
Thank you.
I hope Claire and Robert are happy with that. We've managed to get Roy Hodgson to join us on the line, live from his home, where he's living in lockdown. Are you there, Roy?
Yes, hello? Is this the thing?
Yeah, hi, Roy. It's Bob here.
Bob? Are you the one with the face like a boxing glove?
Sorry, Roy, I missed that. How are you coping with quarantine, Roy?
Very enjoyable, thank you. It's allowing me to dedicate a lot more time to my main passion in life.
Let me guess, Roy, it's not football, is it?
No, it's not. Warhammer.
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 No, Warhammer.
Warhammer. Warhammer.
God. Yeah. Yeah, you part locust. Is there a fault on the line or something?
No, it's fine at this end, Roy. Are you still able to play Warhammer then, Roy? You know, with the lockdown, your usual opponent. You're usually playing Crystal Palace players, aren't you? So how do you play?
Well, all you need to know is that my Warhammer needs are being catered for and I'm very happy.
So you've got an opponent, and your wife, something like that?
No, not my wife. I love her very much, but she doesn't have the mental dexterity required in order to give me a satisfactory Warhammer experience. I've been playing against myself, and I must say, I'm my trickiest opponent to date. Been some very tense battles over the past few weeks.
So your wife isn't involved at all. So what's she been doing to keep herself occupied?
Well, she's been spending most of her time with her friend Christine, who was staying with us for a long weekend when the lockdown was announced. Christine has been here ever since.
Well, that's nice. And nice that it's not just the two of you, I suppose.
Mm.
Are they okay while you're busy with the Warhammer?
Well, yeah, they're spending a lot of time together playing Rummy Cub.
Sorry, what? Rum Cub?
Rummy Cub! Rummy Cub! It's a tile-based game for 2 to 4 players, combining elements of the card game Rummy and Mahjong.
Rummy?
Rummy! Rummy!
And have you not...
Rummy!
Okay.
And Mahjong!
Rummy. And have you not been joining in with them, right?
Well, they've never asked me to.
Oh. Would you actually like to be playing Rummy Cub?
No, not really. I've got my Warhammer dead set up in the garage. I've got snacks and pop. I'm very happy on my own, thank you.
Do you not get bored, Roy? It'd be nice to play Rummy Cub maybe once, no?
No, I don't want to play Rummy Cub. I don't think Christine likes me. I don't care anyway.
Well, if you're sure. Look, I hope you're okay, Roy.
Oh, tip-top. I am, yeah. Warhammer's all I need. Look, I have to go now because my favourite Warhammer YouTuber is about to do a live stream in a minute.
What's his name?
Chris Phipps.
Oh, okay. Bye then, Roy.
Bye. Bye-bye, Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Bye.
I think he's a bit upset, don't you?
I think he might be. I think he's missing. I think Christine has taken his wife's attention away.
Looks that way. Looks like Christine and the wife are all right, aren't they?
They're happy with their rummy cub.
Yeah.
Poor Roy in his garage. Ah, well, it'll be over soon, hopefully.
I mean, it's the end of a parsnips, Andrew. So
it is.
Which, you know, we must wish all our parsnip as well during this period of time.
Yes.
Maybe it'll end soon. Maybe it won't. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, again, just, you know, thanks for your continued support during these troubled times. You know, we don't know what happens next. We've just got to keep going day to day, haven't we?
Well, I know what happens next with you, Andrew. You'll spend your entire day boiling water in your new kettle, won't you?
Well, yeah, why not?
Final thing, Andrew. I want to guess the colour of your kettle. Give me three options.
Red, white, green. Dark green.
White.
Oh! Yes.
It's been a good day. See you, Andy.
Bye-bye.